This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio today,
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you if you would raise your kids to be entrepreneurs. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a couple of messages on WhatsApp.
Okay, so here's one from Chai Yao Yang. He says, I didn't really put in much thought in what I want my kids to be in the future, mainly what my kids ought to be now. Mm. But there's one thing that I want to focus on, that would be critical thinking abilities, all right? I'm keen on playing designer board games with my daughters. They're still too young for it. Designer board games allow the players to juggle with all the resources available and within a restricted platform. To gain an advantage, you need to be crafty, and it's an ongoing feedback loop to hone your decision-making abilities with multiple rounds of play. So I'm a firm believer that you learn best when you're playing.
Gamify
everything, right? And you know, to be resourceful. So this is a trip 9999 here says, no, I won't. They should be kids, enjoy the innocent years. This is a kiasu mentality with a smiley face. And I get, we're not saying you're going to make lots of money. You know,
I'm not focusing on the money making part of entrepreneurship.
Right. Because we're just talking about the mindset, right? For me, a lot of people have talked about the mindset. You hear of kids who just can't take the pressure of working beyond 7 p.m. You know, kids, and I'm talking about young adults, right? And parents saying, don't work so hard. You know, I'll pay you the same amount so you can stay at home. Mm. I've heard stories like that, right? And not being able to take life, right? You know, jobs, people are losing jobs. What do you do right now when you're not resourceful, right? So I think more those skills, right?
Yeah.
Than being an entrepreneur per se, right? So to have that mindset, to be resourceful, to be in negotiation, to understand all these things, I think that's important.
Right. Yeah. Well, tell us what you think. Join the conversation, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. You have a whole bunch of messages on Twitter that we've yet to read. We'll get to those in just a bit. But first, let's talk about diamonds, Frida.
Mm.
Yes. So Tiffany,
best friend.
Tiffany & Co. Will now apparently allow shoppers a complete lens into the origins of their diamonds, you know, to strengthen its appeal, especially to the younger generation of consumers who want to know more about their purchases and if they're ethical and if they're sustainably sourced. Mm. So now new diamonds weighing more than 0.18 carats will be offered with a completely transparent background, allowing shoppers a better understanding of the stone's craftsmanship journey, in inverted commas. Mm. So, meaning like the precise location it was sorted, planned, cut, polished, graded, and set. So it's the entire craftsmanship journey. Now, the first benchmark, I think, that for this movement was last year, 2019, when all Tiffany solitaire diamonds began being sold with the country and region of origin where they were mined. So while the information will continue to be displayed in Tiffany case lines, this craftsmanship journey will be included on each stone's Tiffany diamond certificate and be available for all sales associates to actually show shoppers when they are browsing for whatever it is that they want. Now, the jewelry industry has, like, for years battled this issue of opacity around its sourcing of stones, labor practices, and, of course, sustainability. And, you know, this is happening. This issue is still ongoing at a time when it's trying to increase demand among millennials who, you know, right now are the set of the population who are beginning to get engaged and buy engagement and wedding rings, right? So Tiffany Chief Executive Officer, Tiffany CEO Alessandro Boliolo says that, you know, in the past, if you look at, you know, our parents, they bought a diamond ring for engagement because it was the rule. You know, everybody did it. Yeah. But now it's up to every individual to decide whether they want to buy or not. So the value of the traceability initiative here with Tiffany is quite huge, because it's an incentive for them to buy, because it can convince many customers who were previously maybe just not sure because they worry about how it was, if it was ethically sourced and labor practices. They can now purchase the diamond because they know
exactly where it's from. Blood diamonds.
Yes, exactly. So the program, Boliolo confirmed, does not affect the price of diamonds sold at Tiffany's, and he believes it will give it a major leg up on their competitors as well, because it's something that cannot easily be replicated by competitors. It's something that they've been they've put to work and put a lot of investment in over the years in order to do this, right? Mm. And it's not something that can be immediately imitated by their competitors. And Alessandro also said that, you know, he hopes that this breaks the bar and consumers start demanding the provenance and journey of a diamond with any sale. And it shows it's possible to do the right thing, even in diamonds that are considered ethically non-transparent. This is really changing the standards of the industry.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is a move in the right direction.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, just to know that they've been working on this, if I'm not mistaken, I read the article earlier and it was like for 20 years they've put this process in place. They've been trying to get where they are, and finally now they can do this with every diamond sold that is like what, like 0.18 carats and above. You will actually know exactly where it comes from and if it's gone through an ethical process and if it's sustainable.
It's about time.
Yes, it's about time.
And I think it was, it must have been the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's that made it popular that, you know, or no, diamonds are a girl's best friend and all these things, this popular culture that may seem like you need to get a diamond ring to be engaged, right? I'm not going to say no, but yeah, but that how that has just made us think that it has to be the case. And so not just that, I'm sure other, gemstones and all that, you talk about jade, you talk about all these things, right? Yeah. How ethical have they been, you know, gotten?
Yeah, so this is the first step, I guess, and it's a solid step, and we'll just see how the competitors also now will try and keep up with Tiffany & Co. But today on the show, we are asking you, would you raise your kids to be entrepreneurs? We have a bunch of messages on Twitter that we will come back to. But for now, here's Janis Joplin with Move Over, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.